Academy, where industry, education and business mix.
Hello, my name is Evie Lee and I am a student in Year 6 in Intact Primary School in Blackburn.
Hello, my name is Vanda Maxwell and I am also a Year 6 pupil at Intact Primary School in Blackburn.
I need a dollar, that's what I need. Hey, hey.
Get to work, money skills for life.
Is it okay, Brandon, if I ask you a couple of questions about the money management programme?
Yes, go ahead.
Brandon, when did Intact first join the SOL money management programme?
Just about over a year ago.
Okay, why do you think it was a good idea for the school to join the programme?
Well, because they will receive lessons that will teach them basic money management skills that will help them in the future when they manage their own money.
Does it cost any money to take part in the programme?
No, the money management programme is free, including all activities and materials.
Wow, I didn't know that. Why doesn't it cost the school any money?
It doesn't cost money because it's supported and sponsored by Debt Advice Foundation, which is a national charity based in Darwin, Lancashire.
Somebody told me that this is an unusual programme. Why is it unusual?
It is an unusual programme because the units are written for people aged 9 to 13 years old.
Children in Year 5 who are a year younger than us, can they understand the lessons?
Yes, we began the lessons in Year 5 and I found them quite easy to understand.
Brendan, when you say a unit, what comes from the debt aware with that unit of work?
Each of the units of work comes with a PowerPoint, workbook extension or extra tasks, short stories called Money Diaries, and some have short film clips included in the lesson.
Wow, these Money Diaries, what are they like?
The Money Diaries are short stories that have been written by students and they are very popular.
I have heard that the Money Programme uses Money Mentors. I have been a Money Mentor before. Can you tell us a little about what it means?
The Money Mentors are people that help children learn to save money for stuff like emergencies, and if they are in debt, they will be able to pay it back. Look, Evie, you've asked me a lot of questions. I am now going to ask you a few questions.
That's okay, just don't make them too difficult questions.
Evie, you've been a money mentor. Just tell us a little about the training and if it is okay to do the training.
Yes, first we train so we know who's doing what. Then we deliver the lessons soon after the training so that we don't forget.
Do you know how many schools are in the programme?
Yes, there are presently 125 to 127 schools using the Debt Aware programme and over 9,000 children receiving the lessons.
That's a lot of schools and children. Tell me a couple things about the lessons that are important.
The lessons do give children a lot of knowledge about money but also help to develop in young children a sensible and sound attitude towards managing money.
Schools are very busy places and teachers have loads of different things to teach. Should they find time to deliver these type of lessons?
These lessons do teach us some very important life skills and also there are lots of opportunities in the lessons to cover English and maths.
They sure are busy. Well, thank you, Evie, for answering my questions.
Well, thank you, Brandon, for answering my questions. And just for a test to see if you remember, why is it important for people to try and save some money?
For emergencies, and I remember the story of Holly the collie and she broke a leg.
Good lad, you are learning. Looks like my teaching does some good.
Thank you for listening.
The Bauer Academy, where industry, education and business mix.